You're listening to the Asia Edition, brought to you in association with BNP Paribas. For 150 years, BNP Paribas Wealth Management has been committed to protecting your wealth, developing it, and passing it on to your loved ones. We deliver a tailor-made experience with outstanding attention to detail, along with precise local knowledge, backed by the global know-how of a worldwide banking group. Here's BNP Paribas Wealth Management CIO, Edmund Xing.
You look at retailer private investors, they do have a history of chasing momentum on the upside, in other words, buying at the top, and then, of course, selling at the bottom. They panic out. And this is exactly why a disciplined approach for any investor is so important. And this is what we try to advise to our wealth clients, is that you do need to stay the course. Once you've bought into a methodology, no matter which methodology you have, there will be lean periods. You know, there will be periods where it underperforms, but that doesn't mean that the methodology itself is flawed. The story for investors is you need to have faith and stay the course, because selling out at the bottom is probably the worst thing you could do.
Edmund Xing. Edmund's goal, one shared by all colleagues in BNP Paribas Wealth Management, in fact, is to harness this expertise and instinct to create a new wealth management experience fit for a world where digital interactions have come to enhance human ones. Your wealth has a voice. Let it be heard. BNP Paribas. From Monocle Studios in Tokyo and Hong Kong, and with dispatches from our hubs in London and Zurich and Bureau in Toronto and Los Angeles, this is the Asia Edition on Monocle 24. Coming up today, our Hong Kong Bureau Chief has the latest as COVID restrictions there are lifted.
Hong Kong is very quick to criticise the government, and the government can be criticised for a lot of things. But when it comes to how it has handled the coronavirus, I guess, you know, people will think that Hong Kong in general has done it very well. But the reason for that is because it has been a lot of teamwork between what the government has mandated, but also what people have done themselves.
Also ahead, Gwen Robinson brings us latest from Bangkok.
Anyone with a criminal conviction in Myanmar will never be able to run for parliament. They're barred from all kinds of public office. So that's obviously one of the games at play there.
And we'll also be in Cologne, in Washington, D.C., and in San Francisco. This is the Asia Edition, this Friday, the 19th of February, on Monocle 24.